Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, an Australian among the hundreds to die in intense heat during this year's Hajj pilgrimage. Canadian actor Donald Sutherland has died at the age of 88. And concern over England's Euro 24 prospects after a one-all draw with Denmark. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. An Australian is among the hundreds of people who have died on the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia amid the intense heat. The Department of Foreign Affairs has confirmed it's providing consular assistance to the person's family, but says it's unable to provide further details due to privacy obligations. About 550 people are estimated to have died during the five-day pilgrimage after temperatures reached 47 degrees in Mecca. A man has handed himself in to police after an alleged fatal road rage incident in Sydney's west. New South Wales police have confirmed the 39-year-old attended the Mount Druitt station early this morning, where he was arrested. Police allege the man is the driver of a utility that fled the scene after fatally striking a 27-year-old man in Blackett on Thursday morning. He's yet to be charged. The Prime Minister has brushed aside concerns about potential gas shortages along the East Coast in the coming months. The Australian Energy Market Operator says there could potentially be shortfalls in southern storage inventories because of strong demand for gas in the recent cold weather, as well as outages at a plant in Victoria. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says he's not concerned by the AEMO reports and the government will work alongside it on gas supply. But opposition leader Peter Dutton says the warning serves as a reminder of the need for other forms of energy in the grid. He's told Channel 9 he remains committed to the coalition's nuclear plan and will override the objections of state premiers if necessary.
There will be opponents and there will be people opposed to it, but I've made this decision because I think it's in our country's best interests. In terms of the state premiers, I've got the utmost respect for them. We'll work with them well in government, but in the end, the Commonwealth legislation overrides the state legislation. So it's a moot point in that sense.
Canadian actor Donald Sutherland has died at the age of 88. Sutherland's career spanned more than half a century, with roles in almost 200 films and work in television programs, including MASH. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, announced his father's death in a social media post, describing his father as one of the most important actors in the history of film. Hundreds of nude swimmers have braved the Canberra cold for the annual Winter Solstice Charity Swim. Almost 400 people stripped down to raise money for Lifeline on the drizzly 4-degree Canberra morning, taking a dip in Lake Burley Griffin as the morning broke. The 8th annual swim has raised more than $50,000 for the mental health charity, with more than $250,000 raised over the years. Swim participant Tess says it's beneficial for the mental health of those taking part.
This is my second time, but I've been volunteering with Lifeline for about 8 years. It helps us realise that life is worth living. It's an amazing experience. You feel alive.
In sport, England has drawn 1-1 with Denmark in its second round match at Euro 24. The performance of the English team has been widely viewed as far from convincing, even if the result will in all likelihood ensure it progresses to the round of 16. Head coach Gareth Southgate says the team itself is disappointed with the way it's played so far in the tournament, having narrowly beaten Serbia 1-0 in their Group C opener. He says they need to think carefully about how to move forward.
We've got to go and analyse that in depth and find some solutions to addressing the issues that we have. And yeah, over the next few days, we'll spend a lot of time doing that. We know the level has to be higher. We know the level can be higher.
I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.